I'd like to record differently. I decided to grab the handheld audio recorder and just take it down as I lie down. Normally, when I record, if I'm recording something for the podcast or music, I end up feeling quite tense by the time I record. And maybe I'm putting pressure on myself and I'm positioning the microphone, positioning myself in front of the microphone, and yeah, I just feel a little tense. So I'm just giving myself permission now to relax and talk with you. I can't really claim to have many conclusive points in mind as we begin, but I just wanted to tell you a bit of what I've been noticing recently. I became aware recently that I had reached the end of a major life stage. A major one. Now, I believe we have stages beginning and ending and new ones beginning all of the time. This just happened to be a long era. Perhaps this stage could have been 11, 15, even more years long. And what I've noticed when I've changed, when I've reached certain stages that seemed new, as though I was then leaving the previous stage of my life behind me, what I noticed is that in my mind, because walking into a new stage of life presents itself as an uncertainty, because I didn't know what to do, or more so, I didn't know how to be, and I didn't even know how to think in this new stage, I would almost immediately revert back to old prior behaviors. So this is what is often mislabeled as a midlife crisis. People might refer to it as a crisis for some reason, but it may have been a man who was realizing in his adult years that it was time to enter into a new stage of life, and he didn't know what that meant. Maybe he didn't have many models. Society didn't present many models of what a wise person looks like when they are at the stage of wisdom. There's also a stage where many senior citizens, and I understand that due to health reasons, there may not seem to be a choice in this matter, but you will see many senior citizens begin to act like children. It's like they're reverting back to the earliest point of their life. Instead of perhaps entering a whole new stage, which may have remained as an unknown, since few people knew about it or knew how to act in it. And what is spirituality, huh? Well, I believe it's the heart. When you feel with your heart, then you'll know everything you need to know. You'll have all the comfort you need when you feel with your heart. Well, anyway, I was talking about a new stage of life myself. It occurred to me that a stage had ended, and I found myself very quickly returning to my old, earlier versions of myself. Perhaps wanting to listen to the exact same music I listened to many, many years ago. If I were able to find some similar articles of clothing, I'd pick them up and say, "Oh wow, now I'll feel just like, oh, in 1994 or whenever." So I've wondered, what is the stage for me? What does the stage have to present to me? I could be at midlife, as strange as that is to for me to say. I am at an age where it could be midlife. Although, I expect I'll live a long time. So maybe this is just like a, at 38 years old, maybe this is just a quarter life or something. Well, what about this stage? What, I was asking, what is it? What is this stage of life now? And maybe it is whatever I want it to be. Can it be whatever I want it to be? Well, here's one way to get in tune with this idea. As you enter your new stage, imagine the version of yourself who is exactly how you'd like to be. He or she is at the highest level of success in this stage of life. And here you've just come into this stage and you may not even know anything of what it is. And you get the chance now to meet in a friendly way with the version of yourself who is the most successful in this stage. Maybe he or she will tell you to do whatever you like. And that is what this stage becomes about. It becomes about whatever you do that you like. Whatever you do that you like. I believe I'm at a stage where I can connect. I can reconnect with life. Because I'll admit to you, there was a long time, perhaps in varying degrees, and maybe sometimes I was better than others, but there was quite a long period of time, a stage of life, when I was disconnected. And there's a reason. Well, there are reasons, and one seemingly important reason that I really am changing now in this new stage. The reason is because I was afraid. I became afraid to look at my life. So I was walking around totally detached, not even seeing the world like I used to. If there was a counter and I set a dish on that counter and then I put food on that dish, before I detached, I would have really experienced my relationship to the counter and the plate and the food. However, in more recent years, I've not really looked at life. And then my life began to be neglected because I was not seeing what it needed. I was not seeing. I was afraid. I was afraid of what it might speak of me. You know, people whose lives might be very impressive, well, they might be more willing to look at their lives. But mine, I might feel ashamed if I looked at my life. I might feel ashamed. I might feel like other people passed me by. But I go ahead and look anyway. I can let the ego dissolve away where there's no need, there's no requirement for me to preserve some idea of ego. So I wasn't looking at my life because I was afraid that it might make me look bad. However, I let all concept of ego go. I let it go. Then I look at my life. And in looking, now here's a secret. Here's a secret. In truly, fully looking at your life, you introduce miracles into your life. By looking, you don't even judge. You can just look at your life and maybe perhaps you'll say, "Oh, isn't that curious? Isn't that curious?" And you look at it with great curiosity. Looking at your life introduces miracles. That's you opening up the doorway, and you happen to be on the other side of the door, introducing those miracles into this third and fourth dimensional reality. So part of this new stage of my life has me being more detailed. It has me willing to look at life. Perhaps I tried to do this with poetry many years ago, but my life became more sad in my own eyes, like I'd lost it. I'd lost my life, but it was still there in front of me. In fact, it was carrying me around. And at some point, I went a little crazy, like a prisoner, as if I was a prisoner of this life. Now, this is just a mental state. This isn't really a true reflection of my life, because my life, it is wonderful, with just amazing opportunities. Now, I could take what I'm saying and try to impress a lesson on you, but I don't really want to teach anything right now. I trust that you can take what I've reflected upon and you can develop even greater insights. Well, thank you for relaxing with me and listening to me talk about new stages of life. A lot of us, we may be at a new stage, and if we feel like it's time, well, it probably is because we are in a new stage, and we can go ahead and let go of the past and really start doing what we like, being attentive to our lives and actually engaging. You know, bodily awareness is one of the greatest blissful states to experience. And so often we may have also detached from our bodies, but to actually feel. And sometimes we're fearful to feel because we're afraid of what we might find. Well, go ahead and let all ego, let all idea of ego dissolve away. And go ahead and feel your body. Feel it. Don't judge your own actions or habits right now. You just are present, feeling your body. Without judgment. I really appreciate you relaxing with me. This is nice to lie down and, just talk with you for this time. So I do encourage you to accept the blessings of every new stage of life. Realize if you're entering a new stage, you are met with the most amazing blessings. We may not even perceive how great those blessings are. We might not even perceive their form for the present time. But realize you're met with amazing blessings. And remember to relax. There's more we could talk about. Let's do that though next time. Be blessed.